Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that is still percolating, and that might be the right word, over the instance of anti-Semitism on college campuses and the involvement in what have been called to be anti-Semitic responses by leading university presidents, including one former university president who, because of the testimony in a House committee and because of our inability to answer the trick question, no, it wasn't a trick question, would your university's rules allow people calling for genocide against the Jewish people? And the fact that Liz McGill, the president of the University of Pennsylvania, just couldn't answer that question, couldn't bring herself to answer it, has meant her resignation and the resignation, by the way, of Mr. Bach, who was actually the president of the board of directors. They're both gone. They're cleaning house at Penn. And about time. Meanwhile, hundreds of faculty at Harvard University have signed a petition backing that school's president, Claudine Gay. We will get to that and what this entire conflict means and whether it will get to some of the deeper issues involving the corruption of major American universities. And what really is deep and disturbing about all of this is the embrace of moral relativism. When somebody asks, okay, does calling for the genocide of, it doesn't, if it's Jewish people, it's particularly sensitive because we were the targets of the most organized, most devastating genocide in all of human history during the Holocaust. But if you call for the genocide against all LGBTQ people, would that be a violation of rules against harassment and intimidation? If you called for black people being thrown back into slavery or being the subject of genocide, wouldn't that be offensive? There is an attempt by a figure from the world of sports, by the way, to try to fight anti-Semitism. Not that anti-Semitism has been a particular issue in the world of sports, but we will get to that. We will also be speaking to Charles Lipson, who was a longtime professor at the University of Chicago. He's a graduate of Yale. What can these universities do to try to take away this stain that has been spread across the entire university horizon? Meanwhile, speaking of the horizon, there is a piece in the Wall Street Journal, and a very controversial piece. It shouldn't be, though, but it's about how Israel is succeeding in sending a very clear message to Hezbollah in Lebanon, to Iran itself. And what is that message? The message is, take a look at northern Gaza. And we will get to that issue as well. And to new polling that shows that Trump is easily beating Biden. He beats Biden even more decisively if there are third and fourth and fifth party candidates in the race who win an accumulated total of some 17%. And yet there are other polls that show that Nikki Haley does even better than President Trump. Why would that be? We will get to that issue with A.B. Stoddard of the Bulwark and more coming up on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Hundreds of faculty at Harvard have signed a petition backing the school's president, Claudine Gay. following a backlash over her appearance at a congressional hearing on rising anti-Semitism in the United States. The petition warns that bowing to political pressure to fire Harvard President Claudine Gay would be at odds with Harvard's commitment to academic freedom and calls on administrators to defend the independence of the university. Now, why is this petition necessary? Well, because Claudine Gay was virtually a carbon copy or some kind of echo of the mistakes that led Liz McGill at University of Pennsylvania to actually lose her position as president of one of the eight Ivy League universities. And one of the reasons that nothing has happened is because Claudine Gay was a little bit more prompt in apologizing for her remarks at the end of her congressional testimony. She spoke to the Harvard Crimson, which is the student newspaper at Harvard, longtime student newspaper at Harvard. Teddy Roosevelt, when he was at Harvard College, was at one point worked on the Crimson. In any event, Harvard President Claudine Gay apologized for her remarks at the end of her congressional testimony, which sparked fierce national criticism and led the leadership of Harvard Hillel, that's the Jewish organization on campus, which holds regular prayer services and social gatherings, and virtually every major university in the country has a Hillel house. But the leadership of Harvard Hillel said they don't trust her to protect Jewish students at the university. I am sorry, Gay said in an interview with the Crimson last week. Words matter. When words amplify distress and pain, I don't know how you could feel anything but regret, Gay added. Okay. Gay said she sought to use her testimony before the House Committee on Education and the Workforce on Tuesday to highlight efforts underway at Harvard to combat anti-Semitism. Her remarks, however, only served to inflame criticism of Gay's response to reports of anti-Semitism on campus. The full hearing lasted for nearly 6 hours, but it was a tense 90-second exchange with Representative Elise M. Stefanik, 06, that means the Harvard class of 2006, at the end of Gay's testimony that went viral on social media, drawing national condemnation from the White House to Harvard's Jewish Center. At Harvard, does calling for the genocide of Jews violate Harvard's rules of bullying and harassment? Congresswoman Stefanik asked. It can be, depending on the context, Gay responded. But Stefanik pressed Gay to give a yes or no answer to the question about whether calls for the genocide of Jews constitute a violation of Harvard's policies. Anti-Semitic speech, when it crosses into conduct that amounts to bullying, harassment, intimidation, that is actionable conduct, and we do take action, Gay said. Stefanik tried again. So the answer is yes, that calling for the genocide of Jews violates Harvard's code of conduct, correct? Stefanik asked. Well, again, it depends on the context, Gay said. It does not depend on the context. The answer is, this is Stefanik again, the answer is yes, and this is why you should resign, a Stefanik shot back. These are unacceptable answers across the board. Well, yes, they are. So what could she have done? What should she have done? What needs to change at our college campuses? We'll be talking to longtime professor Charles Lipson, by the way, who is a graduate of Yale. And he will be talking to us coming up. We'll also be speaking about what is the message that has been sent by the ongoing war in Gaza, and how is that war going? Is it moving us any closer to a resolution, the actual destruction of Hamas's chance to do another attack like the one they did on October 7th. We'll give you an up-to-date report on all of that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Thanks for taking my call. You're the most brilliant radio talk host in America today.
The Michael MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, MichaelMedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only four missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel the difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Michael Medved Show. Absolutely pleased, delighted, thrilled to be able to make a very reassuring announcement, which is that our new Substack that we've just initiated, where you can get all the information, and I hope you can join us as a subscriber. The Substack is at Michael Medved, one word, of course, .substack.com. Our Substack subscription has just soared over 1,000 subscribers, and that is a terrific development for us. It's been very quick because it literally has only been a matter of a couple of weeks. And the Substack people have been very impressed, and thank you for that. And right now we have just posted on Substack some information about this new film that I was working on all last week. I'm working on it in terms of I am the host, the narrator, because the film's based on my book, The American Miracle, Divine Providence and the Rise of the Republic. And it was just so reassuring to actually work with the people behind the movie version, which it says in the promo that they have for it, it says coming in 2025. It actually looks like it's going to be coming in 2024 at the 4th of July, but in time for the sesquicentennial of the United States, that's the 250th anniversary since the signing of the Declaration of Independence. If you go to Substack now, and you go to michaelmedved.substack.com, you can see information about the this film version of The American Miracle. They have a very handsome look at the main image that is being used to promote this movie. There are a number of people who are very distinguished who are taking part in the film, including a former Oscar winner for Best Actor. I think you can find out about that if you go to michaelmedved.substack.com. And also, when you become a subscriber, you will have access to what we have been presenting, which is a series on myths, misunderstandings, and lies about the Middle East. And one of those lies is the idea that the Holocaust somehow created the State of Israel. And that is not to say that the Holocaust was not a significant event, but for people who say that, well, this was the way that Providence had to work because otherwise there would have been no State of Israel, they are ignoring the depths and the duration of Zionist history. And it's important that people get that straight. We have a new title in that series that's going to concern the relationship, the alliance between Israel and the United States. And no, that alliance does not go all the way back to the creation of the modern state of Israel in 1948. It's much more recent, and some of that context is actually important as well. Substack, michaelmedved.substack.com. Meanwhile, talking about the problem on college campuses and the fact that this has become such a huge subject all across the United States, the Brett Stevens writes in the New York Times, "I have some sympathy for the three college presidents, the presidents of Penn, who has now resigned, been forced to resign, really, the president of Harvard and the president of MIT. I have some sympathy for the three presidents after their stumbling performances. None have been in their jobs for long." So that excuses it? No, Brett doesn't say that. He says, "They all expressed abhorrence for anti-Semitism during more than 3 hours of testimony, and they are clearly struggling with how to balance respect for free expression on campuses with opposition to hate speech. When McGill of Penn later posted a video trying to clarify her remarks, she had the broken look of someone who thought she was about to be sacked." Well, she was about to be sacked, and she got sacked. "But the deep problem with their testimony," writes Brett Stevens, "was not fundamentally about calls for genocide or free speech. It was about double standards, itself a form of anti-Semitism, but one that can be harder to detect. The double standard is this. Colleges and universities that for years have been notably censorious when it comes to free speech seem to have suddenly discovered its virtues only now when the speech in question tends to be especially hurtful to Jews. And Stevens writes, the point came across at different moments at the hearing. Representative Tim Walberg, who is a Michigan Republican, observed that Carol Hooven, an evolutionary biologist, had been hounded out of Harvard, though not fired outright, for her views on sex categories. In what world, Walberg asked, is a call for violence against Jews protected speech, but a belief that sex is biological and binary, in other words, that there's only male and female, that's it. Carol Hooven lost her job at Harvard because she insisted something that every American, even those without Harvard diplomas or even Yale diplomas, that even people like that acknowledge, which is basically there are two genders and they are distinct. And he asked, this is Congressman Walberg, he asked, in what world is a call for violence against Jews protected speech, but a belief that sex is biological and binary isn't? A Gay offered no real answer. That's Claudine Gay of Harvard. Representative Donald Norcross, a New Jersey Democrat, then asked McGill if she would permit a hypothetical conference of 25 racists to go forward at Penn, given that in September, under the banner of free expression, she had allowed a conference that included speakers she herself had condemned as anti-Semitic to take place at the school. She could not bring herself to answer yes. Okay, there's another issue here, and it's something that I mentioned on air last week, and I think it's very important. Part of the problem and the reason that this offends people so profoundly is it shows the absolute reign of moral relativism at too many college campuses across the country. We will get to why that's a problem talking to former professor Charles Lipson of the University of Chicago coming up on the MedVet Show.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The Ukrainian president will be in Washington, D.C. tomorrow.
President Biden invited Zelensky for a meeting. Zelensky will also meet with House Speaker Republican Mike Johnson while in town.
A Michigan teen will spend the rest of his life behind bars after going on a shooting spree that killed 4 people. That's the sentence that was handed down by a Michigan judge after hours of heart-wrenching statements by survivors and families of the victims, among others. It was 2 years ago when then 15-year-old Ethan Crumbly emerged from an Oxford High School bathroom with a handgun and began firing at students and and a school employee. At least six people have been confirmed dead after tornadoes ripped through Middle Tennessee. Nashville officials say they have teams assessing the damage and looking for victims after Saturday's tornadoes. Corey Myers, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Michael Medved Show, a pleasure and honor to welcome back to our show Charles Lipson, who is an American political scientist who is a professor emeritus of political science at the University of Chicago, where he taught for many years. His areas of specialization include international relations, international political economy, and modern international history. He is a frequent contributor to Real Clear Politics, The Spectator, The Telegraph, and The Wall Street Journal. Charles, you have an interesting piece about university presidents. And what's fascinating to me is all of a sudden, this is very big news, and there's a lot of attention to the people who are the presidents of leading universities in the country right now. That hasn't really been a big concern of the public until just a couple of weeks ago, has it?
I think that's right. I think what happened is that what was hidden under a rock was turned over with that testimony. And it was really shameful to hear that the people who have been pushing as aggressions, using the wrong pronoun or something like that, were now unable to say whether calling for Jewish genocide was a violation of their speech rules.
And so do you think that the board of directors of trustees at University of Pennsylvania made the right decision? The chairman of the board of trustees, Mr. Bach, resigned, and they apparently requested the resignation of Liz McGill, the president of University of Pennsylvania, and they got it. She's gone.
She's gone to the law school in a cushy job. And I think that it was outstanding that they got rid of her, and I think if several more people are forced out, they can call it voluntary if they want to, but forced out, it would have a tremendous effect. And let me say why they deserve to be forced out. There are really two reasons. The first is that they failed to deal effectively with the current crisis, and that's true in many schools, not just Harvard, MIT, and Penn, Columbia, NYU, quite a few others. And by failing to deal effectively with it, they've shown they're unfit to manage those institutions of higher learning. So that's the main reason. The second reason is that if you force out a few, what you do is change the incentive structure for university leaders everywhere. And the incentive structure until now, which you can see in the 700 faculty members at Harvard who have signed a petition to keep Claudine Gray in her position, the internal logic is don't do anything to protect vulnerable students unless they meet your criteria of what is a vulnerable minority that you want to protect. And if they don't fall into that privileged class, then to hell with them. But what's happening now that all of this has been exposed is that the incentive structures are changing. Donors, Bill Ackman, who is a hedge fund manager who's been one of the people pushing at Harvard, now says they've lost over $1 billion in prospective donations. Well, Harvard can afford to lose $1 billion, but a lot of other universities can't. And so that's going to put pressure on them. Universities, of course, want to maintain their autonomy from any outside pressures. And I can understand that, but I can tell you that if they maintain that autonomy completely, they will have no chance of being reformed at all.
I happen to know, because we've talked about it off the air, you and I were at Yale at the same time, and again, we remember, both of us, the very distinguished and nationally renowned and honored president of Yale at the time, Kingman Brewster, who got involved right in his own controversy about some comments he made about the Black Panthers, where he right was very sympathetic to the Black Panthers. But the current president of Yale, who has announced, unfortunately, that he's leaving, has been a pretty good guy, Peter Salove. And what did he do that has allowed him to guide Yale in a way that they haven't had this tumult or this disaster that has afflicted some of their sister schools?
Well, I'm not sure that Yale has been as well guided as you were saying. I mean, you may be right, but boy, I've met a lot of people who know Yale very well and who are really upset with the direction. But I will say that Yale, and I would say this is true of Princeton too, where have allowed sort of little nooks and crannies where free speech is actually allowed. Yale has an outside institute called the Buckley Institute, named after Bill Buckley. It was started by a former undergraduate and now brings in conservative speakers. I'm not, if all the speakers on campus were conservative, I would support a progressive or liberal organization that was bringing in people on the left. Colleges ought to be places where you can hear different viewpoints, where hecklers don't have a veto, where when pro-Israel students meet on the campus quadrangle, they're not shouted down with a bullhorn by a combination of Muslim students and progressives. Free speech, intelligent debate ought to be the coin of the realm at universities. I think that's been more present there. The the top universities nationally over, say, the last decade were Chicago and Purdue. And Purdue was led by Mitch Daniels, who is a very distinguished public servant. And
a former governor of Indiana.
Right, exactly. And he just did a fine job there. And Chicago was led by the late Bob Zimmer, who made it a kind of beacon of free speech. And I wish that more universities would move in that direction, and that it didn't take donors kind of saying, hey, we've had enough of this, to move them. But not just donors, parents saying, I don't want to send my child into this cauldron of hate.
Cauldron of hate is a memorable phrase. You may have seen that Mr. Kraft, who was the owner of the New England Patriots, just pledged an additional $100 million to an institute to fight anti-Semitism. Do you think that some of these institutional efforts to combat the what's been called the world's oldest hatred will have some impact?
I hope so. Let me just say, you can't be sure whether they'll just, in effect, steal the money. The MacArthur Foundation in Chicago was founded by a notable conservative. It is now one of the most progressive foundations in the country. It gave a genius grant to an inferior scholar, Kendi X. Ibram, at BU. He's called a genius. Well, how did this happen? Well, the people who were originally on the board were quickly replaced by people who are exactly what the foundation world wants.
Okay, and this is something that we have to pay attention to and keep our eyes on. Charles, it's always a great pleasure to speak to you, and we've posted your latest up at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back with more.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America. This is The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show. Later in the show, we're going to be covering the revelations, and there are some real revelations from a major, major new poll from the Wall Street Journal. It shows that one candidate for president has a 17-point lead in the general election. That's not to win the nomination. That's to win the whole enchilada, the White House. So who's ahead by 17 points? No, it's not Joe Biden. No, it's not Donald Trump. Somebody else who is an announced candidate. We will tell you about that coming up. First off, just to follow up on something that I mentioned in the conversation with Charles Lipson about the fight against anti-Semitism. It's kind of remarkable that there is this item in the paper today in the Wall Street Journal. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is matching a $100 million donation to his foundation to combat anti-Semitism, giving the project $200 million in new funding that he says will sustain the cause for decades to come. Kraft's donation, which comes 2 months after the Hamas attacks that plunged Israel into war, equals one made by the Norman R. Rails and Ruth Rails Foundation. And he says the donations will allow the foundation to combat anti-Semitism, to significantly expand its operations with permanent financing. This is a foundation that can't run for the next 2 to 3 years. It has to run for at least a couple of decades, Kraft says. I'm not sure its work will ever be done. Kraft's foundation has taken on a more prominent public profile over the last couple of years. It launched a Stand Up to Jewish Hate ad that ran during the last NFL season, after a string of high-profile anti-Semitic incidents, such as comments by musician Kanye. Earlier this year, the 82-year-old, that's Robert Kraft, committed $25 million to broaden the campaign and educate the public about the rise in anti-Semitic incidents. The difficulty is having a big campaign that says Stand Up to Jewish Hate is a very ambiguous title. Somebody could read that, say, Stand Up to Jewish Hate, and think that what you were supposed to be standing up to was not hatred of Jews, but hatred by Jews. So, good luck to Robert Kraft. Obviously, he means incredibly well. And to have that kind of wealth to give to a cause like this, Congratulations to him. He Kraft started the Foundation to Combat Anti-Semitism in 2019 in response to several incidents over the preceding years. And the idea of what this anti-Semitism means in human terms, there was a local column here in Seattle, in the Seattle Times, by a man named Henry Aronson, who I'd never heard of before, but he's apparently a very distinguished lawyer today. And he recalls experiencing just horrible anti-Semitism growing up in Seattle when he was a little kid. And he talks very specifically on going to the Alderwood Resort with his family. It was a family vacation. It was him and his sister and his parents. And he was a young guy, I think 11, 12, something like that, he said. And he came to the Alderbrook Resort, which is a beautiful place. It's on the Hood Canal, and hiking and boating and lovely. And they had a reservation. And when they came in at the desk, the fellow at the desk taking the registration, I said, Aronson, do you mind my asking you a question? Are you Jewish? And the author's father said, yes, I am. He said, well, I'm sorry, we have a policy, no Jewish guests at this facility. And they had to leave. They had to drive back to town. It was a long drive. And he recalls sobbing together with his sister because they were giving up their vacation. And they were, and then he also talks about, and this shows you how far we've come in this country. Today, that would be unthinkable. I say it really would be unthinkable, and partially because of civil rights legislation that came out of the civil rights movement against racism against black people. But there were also, and the same thing is true, there were places like Broadmoor, which was originally a gated community, here in Seattle, where Jews were not allowed. And it was in your purchase contract that you couldn't violate the purchase contract by selling your house after you'd lived there for however long you want to somebody who was Jewish. And this goes along with the college quotas that kept the number of Jewish admittees down, and all the Ivy League universities at one point practice those college quotas. So, again, in the midst of the outrage of what's going on campuses today, at least we've come to a point where I think Americans have a very different attitude. And when you hear stories like that about the bad old days, it should also help correct people who believe that the only direction America has moved is downward, that everything is worse today than it was 50 years ago. Not true. Fareed Zakaria says this may be what we have just been seeing with the college presidents, maybe a turning point for universities. He's on CNN. Listen.
The American public has been losing faith in these universities for good reason. Three university presidents came under fire this week for their vague and indecisive answers when asked whether calling for the genocide of Jews would violate their institutions' codes of conduct. But to understand their performance, we have to understand the broad shift that has taken place at elite universities, which have gone from being centers of excellence to institutions pushing political agendas. People sense the transformation. This souring on higher education makes America an outlier among all advanced nations. American universities have been neglecting a core focus on excellence in order to pursue a variety of agendas, many of them clustered around diversity and inclusion. It started with the best of intentions, but those good intentions have morphed into a dogmatic ideology and turned these universities into places where the pervasive goals are political and social engineering, not academic merit. America's top colleges are no longer seen as bastions of excellence, but partisan outfits, which means they will keep getting buffeted by these political storms as they emerge. They should abandon this long misadventure into politics, retrain their gaze on their core strengths, and rebuild their reputations as centers of research and learning.
This is very profound and very important. And abandoning the emphasis on politics, that's one of the reasons you knew you were going to get into trouble, or they should have known, with Liz McGill as president of Penn. Because her entire background is political. Working for Byron Dorgan, who was a Democratic U.S. Senator from North Dakota, serving as a clerk, legal clerk to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the most liberal voice on the Supreme Court when she was there. And her entire family is involved in Democratic politics. And nothing wrong with that. But again, if you're trying to get universities to have a broader focus that isn't so exclusively left-wing, this is University of Pennsylvania professor Adam Grant on the resignation of the president, Liz McGill, of his university. Clip one.
This is a tough time to be a university president. There have been many tests this fall, and I think Congress was the final exam. And unfortunately, we heard from lawyers when we needed leaders. And I think, as every professor knows, when you fail a test that big, you don't get to keep your job. I think after losing the trust of a lot of stakeholders and many followers, you're no longer capable of leading effectively.
Her resignation is not exactly going to solve the rise in anti-Semitism, the rise also in Islamophobia. This is kind of a big question, but do you think the policies in place right now at the University of Pennsylvania are enough?
Honestly, I don't. And I don't have any easy answers. I think policing speech is an extremely complicated and dangerous endeavor.
And more dangerous endeavors coming up. There is, as I mentioned, a shocking Wall Street Journal poll that shows a shocking advantage to one presidential candidate. Which one? We'll tell you in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.